Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
If we ever make a buddy cop movie that takes place in Africa, this song is going to be our theme song, Ty.
Yes, sir. As we high five in the air.
Yes, as we invisible high five on this edition of The Earful. Welcome to Earful 29. I am Tom.
And I'm Ty.
And we do this little thing called The Earful every once in a while where we just throw a bunch of music that we like together in a giant bag and we shake it up and we make 12 tracks of awesomeness and we throw them your way to listen to.
Man, that Ibibio.
Lord, my friend. Yeah, starting off the show with Ibibio Sound Machine, a total just rando find, but they are an English electronic Afro-funk band from London. I mean, which, if you listen to it, you're like, really? And I've listened to two of their albums, shared with Ty, and we jammed it consistently. Super good find. I would dig and listen to it all. It's just super tasty.
That music's in my soul.
Yes, it is. Music is in our souls in general. How you been, Ty, brother?
Ah, pretty good. We have a cold front. I know we don't have snow and shit, but it's been nice to actually put on said sweater.
Yeah, man, I'm actually sweatering it up right now. I got my my cozy moccasins on. I definitely have been winterized in the past 24 hours here in Georgia. Just dump snow on us. But yeah, winter is here. Not to rip off the Game of Thrones people, but goddamn. And it's really cold. It is.
It's here now.
And it only affords us time to stay in our homes and listen to more music, therefore making more earfuls. And if this is the first time you've listened to The Earful, you can go back and listen to all of The Earfuls at www.onoearful.com. And there are archives on there. We have pretty much put almost 30 shows in the bag. This is show 29, slowly approaching show 30. And we're in our second season, and Ty and I do this on the reg, and we enjoy doing it, don't we, Ty?
Yes, we do, sir. I mean it, man. This is like outlet for our souls, like for
sure. Ooh, I like that. Outlet for our souls. That's a great way to put it, dude. But yeah, we are part of the Ono Radio Show Network. Ono Radio Show is an every Thursday night at 8:30 show. They go live on Mixler. It's mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. And then there's onoradioshow.com with over 300 incredible episodes of insane podcasting madness.
Madness.
Well, Ty, we got 12 pretty badass tracks, dude. I'm excited. I was kind of peeking some of your stuff. Stuff I had not heard. It was super exciting. I always like that when it's something that has not crossed my path. And Ty's just, that's what Ty and I typically do. We're just throwing stuff out there and saying to the audience, if you like something that we threw your way, let us know. If we're not listening to stuff that we should be, you should tell us. We have a Facebook group. I think it's Oh No Earful, right, Ty?
I believe that it's correct, and you guys shouldn't be afraid to get in there and make fun of us if you want to. You know, let us know which bad decisions we made.
Let us know. Tell us. And embark with us here on Earful 29. Now, Ty, of course, does the honors on this Earful, starting us off.
Hey.
Ty, what are we starting off with, my friend? Track one.
So this here's Wesley. And that's Weslee. Song is Gassed off that titled single that came out this year. And I know there's a couple different renditions of this too, but I like the orig.
This is the orig, huh? Okay.
I just stumbled upon it and dug the production on it.
All right, Wesley. Let's give Wesley a shot. Sexy already, dude. Oh. Because I need the
space to grow. Sing it, girl.
Hope you know I will find my way back home. Back home. I took a step in the water to see if I float.
The voice really does it for me, man. It's nice.
Yeah, apparently they don't really do, there's no social presence and little information associated with Wesley, so
interesting.
The mystery adds
to it. I love
the
veiled mystery of any artist. All right. Hey now, Wesley. All right. We'll get on that. Moving on. Track number two is me. This is Who Made Who. Track is Cigar off Who Made Who, a 2005 album. They're a Copenhagen-based experimental pop trio formed in 2003. It's just some rocky, jammy shit. I dug it, so let them light up that cigar.
Remember this track. Hell yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it was super random. It's almost, you know, in the vein of the similar artists or artists you might like. These guys popped up in the liner notes. They actually have a lot of different albums that you can go back and kind of listen to. It's all this style. Maybe it's their Copenhagen-ness. I don't know.
It could be Copenhagen factor.
But I'm digging it, man. I'm a sucker for anything really rocky, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of a rocky kind of drag to it. Oh, dirty guitar, yeah. Okay, so that was
good
cool.
Good choice, sir.
All right, yeah, thanks, bud. Who Made Who? And back to you, Ty. Your track. What you got?
So I got a little folky.
Ah, folky, huh?
This is that real folk, though, you know. This here is Hack Baker. Mm. And the song's Conundrum off Misfits, another new 2017 album. Yeah, he's a London singer, protege of Skepta, you know, in that vein.
Interesting.
I like Skepta too. But there's just something about it, man.
All right, man. Let's jam this motherfucker. Hack. I like it's Hack. H-A-K. All right, Hack. Hack it. Running from the old Billy Renner junctions. No, we don't trust him. Yo, growing up in East London. On the corner waiting for conundrums.
Every day was a laugh. The lads jumping in the dogs for a bath. All night as in the blocks at the weekend. You live one, two cares about sleeping. We used to huddle because we didn't have eating.
I gotta say, I kind of dig the dialect in his voice, too. I like it. Yeah. It kind of makes it, dude. It's this gritty, I can just see him being somewhere in fucking Soho or something, you know?
But don't you imagine he's probably like this gangster guy who decided to do a folk album?
Sure. Like maybe he's London's, what was the guy that did that back in the 90s? Whitey Ford or something? No, we're not going to compare it to Whitey Ford.
No.
All right. Good find.
Hack
right.
Baker.
Hack Baker. All right. Well, this band's just got a very simple name. It's Feed, F-E-E-D. Track is Hip Scene off of Feed, a 2003 album. All I could really find on Feed, because it's a hell of a word to Google, is a Washington rock ensemble. But they're pretty hard rocky, and yeah, man, a lot of clashy cymbal and ripping guitar. I got a lot. Oh, God.
Loving it.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I feel like we both fall across Feed because I think I was like listening to it and you were like, I think you had sent me something about Feed. I was like, oh, yeah.
I can't remember
we're
if
both
I sent
in
it
the
to
feedback
you or you sent
here.
It to me, but we were both listening to it.
In the feed. Full in the feed. Yeah, man. That's awesome. Washington representing, you know?
Yeah, that's a 2003 album that they just re-released or something.
No kidding.
It was weird,
awesome, dude. I find that an interesting trend, the re-releasing trend. I've been seeing that too. In our searches for music, I do fall upon a lot of old albums that I'm always like, hey, I remember that album when it came out. But I guess releasing things with like extra tracks and other things is kind of becoming a niche vanity.
Yeah, it's odd. It throws off your
No, totally, man.
It's chronos of it.
Yeah, it's like a strange, it's just time traveling in a strange way. All right, T, who is this?
So this here is Nico Is, and he's a local guy here from Orlando.
No shit.
I don't know if he was born in Rio or not. I think that is right. Yeah, that is. He's Rio from Brazil.
Rio de Janeiro.
He has this album Brutus that is phenomenal. It's
really?
Just delicious.
Just
but
good,
I can't
good flow,
find it
good
on streaming stuff. So it's
All right.
But the song here is Floss off Good Blood, a 2013 album. But, yeah, I actually saw him out at the show last night at Will's.
Oh, represent at Will's Orlando. Represent, great venue. All right, Nico is Sala. Drive slow with your eyes closed, life in the fast lane, ice in the glass, man, still fucking with Mills, who hype in their last name, couch. What you wanted though? I'm in front of you, caught in front of two, as a mythic coming through, sit down, let it burn in your chest, funny how a few words turn into sex, now y'all wanna floss with us, doing 90 on the speedway, going off the clutch, I got two gingers about to get them lost in lust, I'm just playing Machiavelli as they toss it up, yo, and yo, grimy, back in the club is where you find me, cracking the dust, your L looks like an African. You see that?
Yeah, man, there's nothing like representing some solid local talent, man. Way to go. Good looking on that.
Yeah.
Always about throwing it back to that Orlando, Florida scene. Orlando, home of the Ona radio show.
And you know the Earful's sort of born here. Come on.
It is. It is definitely the rightful birthplace of the Earful. Now the Earful's like on the weird Florida-Georgia line. We got one foot on the other side kind of thing. It's very strange. But mutually meet at a Waffle House and record the show. So
yeah.
All right, we are at the halfway point on this Earful. This is my track. This is Lars Finberg. Track is Permanent Prowl off Moonlight over Bakersfield. 2017 album. Apparently, this guy Lars Finberg is a member of a Seattle form band, The Intelligence, which I do not know much about. After hearing his solo album, I would totally go back and give it a listen. Just got some kind of different vibes to it. Takes a little bit to kind of get into the hook of it, but once it does, it's tasty as hell. So, Lars Finberg. He'll get there. Just give him a minute. It's a slow kind of burn, but it really gets there. I don't want to end up slime.
Oh.
And it's a lot of that. It creeps up on you, it goes back to it, and then it gets a little bit funkier. Pretty decent album overall, worth the listen.
Into it.
Yeah, man. Lars Finberg. Give him a listen. Ty, we are at the halfway mark of our show, Earful 29. What do we like to tell our fabulous listeners of the Earful every episode?
We love to tell you guys that, you know, we do enjoy doing this little bit of homework for you because we always do it anyways. And, you know, we share amongst each other, and we're sharing with you because we feel like you'll enjoy it. But you can't be afraid to go out and do your own homework, / go to the local record store, / go to a show, buy some merch. You got to support.
You got to
put
represent.
It back out there for,
amen, dude.
For
I couldn't have said
music
it better myself,
to continue to grow.
That is such a good statement to make. And it's true. We just say, hey, you know, we're happy to be digging up and finding music. We do this on the reg anyway with each other, so we decided to kind of make it a little bit of a show. And we're always in for, other suggestions, like we said, music we should be listening to, but it's all about giving back to those artists because it just helps them keep making that goodness, that delicious music goodness. All right, Ty.
Yeah.
You take us there. Starting off the second half of this Earful, my friend, your choice, number 7 track.
I'm not sure if we've talked about King Gizzard before on the Earful or not.
I feel like they've made a little bit of a reckon of them before. We've picked one of their tracks, but they've actually come up in conversation.
This is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Song is Horology off Polygondawanaland.
I feel like these guys get off on making their titles hard to say.
They put out like 3 or 4 albums this year, and they were all pretty good, but man,
they're machines, man.
Last one really like set me on fire. I love it.
I'm a big fan, dude, and I feel like in our little circle, a lot of us have dug on what they've done in the past couple years. Rockin' representing Australia proud with the psychedelic rock scene, man. But yeah, man, I think I've listened to half the album. I gotta just finish it out, listen to the rest of it, because
Start to finish, from one
lizard wizard to another. Ty approves.
Exactly.
All right, dig it. Oh.
Progadelic. I remember that, and I was like, yeah.
What'd you call it?
Progadelic.
Oh, I love that. That's a great description of that band, actually. But their shit is great. Get back and listen to more of freaking Lizard Wizard, bro. They are good. Get on it. All right, moving on. So, super rando fine with this next track. Did share this with Ty as well. This is Polo and Pan. The track is Canopy. Off Caravelle, 2016 album. Absolutely fantastic electronic album.
Really great.
At least two Paris DJs. I'm not even going to say their names because I'm going to fuck them up if I say them. But just a really pretty electro song. I'll let it play out, but get this album, listen to it. It's super fucking tasty.
It's been on repeat. I can't stop it. Love this album. Latitude 500, longitude 36. Au cœur de la forêt, à cet interstice. Dans ta tenue d'air verdoyante, tu étais d'une beauté étourdissante. Les oiseaux nous chantaient leur mélopée. Show dance break.
It's like so. That's the thing about this song. Like, I don't even care that I don't know what they're saying. It just sounds so fucking pretty. You know, whatever they sampled, or I don't know much about the group, but it's one of those albums that it's like peeling back an onion. You're just like, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's just the all flavors. It's all these flavors and waves hitting you. Super, super good. And moves us to this next track, which I feel falls into kind of the same category, Ty. Moving on to your next pick. And this was, again, a good week of music of us passing back and forth. We had some good electro. And I dug this, man. It's a solid-ass hip-hop find.
Hell yeah, man. This is Andy Mineo, I believe is how you say it, and Words Played. And they put out this whole mixtape this year of it's like a basketball mixtape, and this song was a dunk contest with Magic Bird in there.
Yeah, I love that Magic Bird's in parentheses.
And I had found a video on Vimeo of one of these tracks, and then I went and listened to the album, and it's banging.
Yeah, they flow for sure, dude, and it's some really good production value behind it too. And the album itself plays very well as a mixtape album. But yeah, dude, dunk contest, Larry Bird for life. I
I mean, you can't get a better chorus than Magic Bird, and that's all you say. I mean, they're freaking killing it, man.
There's a lot of good tracks on there. Yeah.
No, it's good. I love that. And totally never knew of this, of those guys as individuals, but now they're out doing a mixtape together, rocking. Okay, so this album was pretty interesting. This is Berg Film. The track is The Line off Constance, a 2017 album. All I could really find on this group is electronic pop group from Cologne. And that's truly all I could find on them.
And that is all that will be known.
Pretty much. Kind of, again, slow burn. It eventually kind of gets into it. But I really dig this guy's kind of got this David Byrne voice, and it builds, but it's really good. Berg Film. It took a while, but
I like the burnisms.
Yeah, there are some burn. There we go. Feel the burnism. But I dig it. It's got a lot of really good, you know, it's throwing back to these like Human League kind of synth beds. It's a good album. And his voice kind of carries it. Again, kind of an obscure group. And I guess that's what you do in Cologne, is you make some sexy synth pop albums.
What are you guys doing tonight besides smoking and drinking Tito's?
Instead of being so delectably French. But yeah, the album is pretty good. And there's a couple other kind of zinger tracks on there. Ty?
Hey.
What you got, dog? I dug this, man. Thanks for sharing this one.
This was another, like, fun album find for me, man. It's not exactly easy listening. I wouldn't say it's like...
Yeah, that's true. That's a good assessment of it.
But at the same time, I was impressed by the production on it, and it's really electronica psychedelic, if that may...
Yeah, for sure. And I had no idea that it was the guy from Polyphonic Spree.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel Huffman. But this is New Fumes.
New Fumes. Song is Possession off Teeming 2. Their album came out this year, and man, I saw some people unpacking the vinyl on this. It looks
cool.
Amazing.
I bet it's a sick vinyl. Actually, this album would play well on vinyl. It's super trippy.
Yeah.
It's a long form album for sure. Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go. New Fumes.
Let it go.
Inhale the fumes.
Yeah, I really like the tones.
It's really good, man. And it's, you know, that's the thing. It's one of those albums, you just can't rush it. You know, you got to kind of take the ride with it. And if you do, it's really good. It just, there's so many good little ups and downs in it.
Yeah.
Solid, friend. Well, my friend, that screeches us over to track number 12. My God, this always happens quickly, but this is our last track, track 12 on Earful 29. This is Leia. The track is Drum Solo off Sauna EP. Apparently saying it's a 2018 album. I guess now we're putting out freaking albums a year ahead of time. But definitely Vienna-based experimental electro-pop. Really dug it. It's very lyricist kind of tight, but the jams are good. So let's let her take us out on this Earful.
Drum Solo.
Drum Solo. Oh. solo.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the single's pretty tight. This track off of this EP. I'm not sure. I don't think I pulled the full EP. I just found the single, but I'm curious to what the rest of the album is like.
Me too, Leia.
And, you know, that kind of brings to note, you know, Ty and I were talking about it. I mean, obviously, as you get toward the end of the year, the new music starts to thin out. So we have become a little bit of a victim of that. We try to find as many new tracks and new drops that come out, as well as dig into some, you know, older stuff that we have. But, you know, we are encroaching 2018, so we have the excitement of a whole rush of new music next year, and that will only mean more earfuls, and that's always a good thing. But I look forward to a new year of new music.
As do I, sir. You know, 2018 is going to have some shit. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be great, exactly. And we were maybe thinking of doing some kind of, you know, maybe a 2017 year in review or something for the Earful. We've had a lot of episodes and a lot of tracks, and I think Ty and I will go back and pick some of our faves and throw them into a little playlist for y'all.
You know, a little something nice for the holiday.
Okay. Well, that's our siren, and that means it's segment time. Oh boy. Okay, we're going with it, and that's what we do on My Jam. It's a segment we do on, you know, every once in a while, a couple of earfuls, where we just pick a track and we talk about it, and a theme of a track. And the theme of the track today happens to be favorite cartoon theme songs. Ty,
dude,
we are people. We are children of the 80s. We grew up in the 80s, and I'll tell you, the 80s, we cartooned hard. Hard.
We did.
I mean, cartoons were part of my vernacular. I had Saturday morning cartoons. Nick, I had it all. And you did too, man. We were a cartoon generation, correct?
It's tough to really pick, like, you know, you sent me this theme and my mind went on overboard, but then I had to really think about the ones
right?
that I always loved
right?
and kept
me
close
too.
To my heart.
Me too, man. It was a tough decision to pick my favorite cartoon intro theme, you know, because each one had its own kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, man, I mean, I liked yours. What'd you pick?
Had to go with Doug, man.
Oh yeah, it still rocks.
Yes.
The Doug, the theme still goes.
Yes.
Oh. There it is, Doug.
Little guitar in there. It always
rocks. I wonder if anybody's ever covered the Doug theme song. That'd be
badass. Oh, I know it's happened.
Oh, that's happened. The opportunity must have arisen. Super good choice, my friend. And you know, it's so funny that after all, we both were Nickelodeon fans because I love the Ren and Stimpy. Absolutely love. And Ren and Stimpy, I mean, I have a soft spot in my heart for Ren and Stimpy.
Me too. Totally.
And
this was on my list.
This is a jamming ass theme song. Oh,
it's always good. Every time.
And it's just absolute madness, like the show, which is so perfect. I can remember the intro. It's just, it is so fucking bananas.
I think I could still play that.
Nice. Well, that's a fucking hell of a fucking talent. Damn. Oh, it's good shit, man. Powdered Toast Man would be proud. And with that said, I guess you know what the real winner is Nickelodeon. Give it up to Nickelodeon.
Good job, Nickelodeon. Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Nice job, Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
Dude, Nickelodeon, yeah, man. That was definitely a childhood jam. Nickelodeon put out a lot of delicious stuff. Good stuff. Well, that was my jam, and that was Earful 29. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Earful. We try to drop them as regularly as possible. Again, we are a victim to what is new and what is out there, and for one, our time and what we can consume. But we're always happy to put these out. We always put these on ohnoearful.com, where you can find all the past episodes. We also accompany each episode with a Spotify playlist. So every track that is talked about and played on the show, you can play in its entirety on our playlist. So if you go to Spotify and just search for Ohno Radio Show, you can find a whole bunch of music to stream and listen to.
Days.
And then, of course, you can go to onoradioshow.com, where you can listen to the Ono Radio Show. Again, that's Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. The show's great, Ty. It's been going really well. And I hear you guys
might bring back the
showcase soon, too, which is always a fun addition.
We have been trying to talk about that and get that ball rolling again, because I miss having people over.
Yeah, man, it was always a really great segment. Some really wonderful local Orlando music. And, yeah, so we got all the music popping off on Ono Radio Show. But we thank you guys for listening to The Earful and being awesome, righteous fans. It's always funny to find out some random people, you know, actually do listen to The Earful and throw feedback at us. And a couple people from other podcasts have said they listen to it. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. And we always say this to everybody. Hey, if there's music that you guys like and you want us to feature it here on The Earful, then you should tell us. Please share it on our group, Ono Earful, over on Facebook. And we will do our best. Do our best. Ty, I believe you have something in store for us. What is it?
I've got one secret track because
we
were talking
you
about the
secret track
thing.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you do. You get a secret track. Ty gets a secret track. He's right.
I picked this because Tom always waits for me to give my last song or, you know, thing I'm trying to figure out. And I went with a Real Gone track. I love that album. And it's Chickaboom, its last track on that. But
nice choice, Ty. Nice secret track. And we'll let Tom Waits Chickaboom us out of this episode of The Earful. Thank you so much to listening to Earful 29. I'm Tom.
I'm Ty.
Cheers to those ears, people. Much love.
Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed the music.
Yeah.